Now, a massive issue facing our city and the state and the nation, indeed, is the state of the construction industry. Now, lots of talk about home building in particular. Things were booming. There was lots of government stimulus. People took those up in extraordinary numbers. So everyone thought, great, building industry on fire. How good is this? But the opposite is turning out to be true. There are a lot of headwinds facing the building industry, a lot of rising costs. Of course, we know that those supply chains and the cost of goods are going through the roof, labour shortages as well. And so there's huge concern now about the future of building companies, big and small. Of course, there were a lot of headlines, well, over the last week or so, about Australia's biggest home builder. The biggest home builder, Metricon, having to deny that they were on the verge of collapse. They say that that they'll be okay. They've got a pipeline of about 4,000 homes across the nation. But, you know, other companies have fallen over. There have been building companies go into liquidation in recent weeks. To get some insights on this, what is the true state of play in our local building industry? We're lucky to grab a few minutes with Sharon Vella. Now, Sharon is the regional manager at Master Builders here in far north Queensland. Sharon, tell us, I guess, a quick overview from you first. What is the state of play? Are these reports about many building companies being on the verge of collapse, are they accurate?
Well, building companies, large and small, would be experiencing the profitless boom through their businesses. So, yes, they have taken on work, which they quoted accurately, but all of the supplies for the materials and labour have increased in cost. Mm. And in some instances, these builders are in a fixed price contract with their consumer. Mm. So that means that all of the profit that they would possibly make on this build that we're potentially talking about is resolved, is gone.
So it's those fixed pricing that they may have entered into many, many months ago, and of course things have escalated since then. Is that the nub of the problem here?
That's correct. But even when you look at the supply increases, it's monthly. You're getting an email from your supply chain every month saying that something's going up by this percent. Mm. And it just keeps on compiling and keep on going up. And I guess with the industry across the world being busy, there is a supply and demand issue. On materials.
And as you said there, Sharon, the profitless boom, I mean, that's just, yeah, that seems crazy that, you know, you look back 12 months or even 2 years when COVID hit and, you know, there were all this stimulus pumped into the system. People must have been looking at that going, wow, how good would it be to be a builder at the moment? You've got so much work on. The pipeline is long. You'd be raking it in. But the opposite is true, the profitless boom. Have you seen this happen at any other point in time?
Oh, not in my history, Gavin. But there's even also delays. Like there's delays on labour, there's delays on materials, even the civil and the land, and even the Ergon connections are having delays. So potentially it could be a world of pain for a lot of people out there.
And of course, this is coming at a time when we are desperate for new housing. I mean, our rental vacancy rate now at historic lows, below 1%. People are moving to our part of the world, and of course, why wouldn't you? But we haven't got anywhere to house them, so it's come at the absolute worst time.
I know. I think I only looked yesterday, and there was only 246 properties for rent last month.
There
in Cairns, that's nothing.
It's unbelievable, isn't it? And they're filled before the agents have even closed the door on the inspections. I mean, dozens of people, I know a couple of mates are real estate agents, they just say it still is, particularly the rental market, is just insane. And yet, as you're saying, the delays on building those homes. I mean, if you were to sign, for example, a contract on a new build today, what's the expected wait time to before you can actually get the keys and actually move in? Is there an estimate of how long it's taking?
No, everyone works at a different, but it's increased significantly. It probably increased by at least, I would say, 50% off the top of my head as the time to build.
As the time to build, right. And, of course, that exacerbates the rental crisis as well, because people who perhaps were moving out of a rental property into their own home, of course, the longer it takes to build, the longer they stay there and the longer this rental crisis goes on.
If someone is building out there, I would seriously please be empathetic with your builder or your trade contractor. And there is a lot going on in the background.
Yeah, no, that is a very good point. That is a very good point indeed. Now, Sharon, we heard there, of course, the Metricon was the big headline, but, you know, there have been reports that that other smaller operators in different states are looking here, news about a big building firm in Hobart, firms in Perth, a Sydney firm as well have all collapsed, are going into liquidation. I mean, what's the word on the street here in Cairns? How are our builders coping here locally?
The majority of them are telling me that they're fine, but there are a couple that did go into liquidation in the last couple of weeks, which is unfortunate, and just hopefully the other ones will be able to sell off some of their personal assets and keep on going. Because unfortunately, that's what it's going to come down to.
That will it come down to. Can you see, I mean, it's probably impossible to say, but can you see any relief on the horizon? I mean, any at any point that things will ease, that, you know, that supply chain will pick up again, that things will start to flow a little easier?
Gavin, I wish I could say yes, but no, I can't. But I also don't have that crystal ball.
No.
So we are working with government on solutions to try and assist these problems and, but it's not going to be a very quick process to turn around.
Is it scaring people off from signing up to a new build, given everything that's happening?
No, not at all.
No.
The inquiry level is still very healthy, and people are still signing a lot of contracts every day, which is great, because, as you said, there are new people moving to the region, and it's going to bring different skill sets and different opportunities to our region, which is fantastic. But I just hope they got their contracts right.
All right. It's terrible, terrible news. And good to hear that you are working with the government to address some of those issues because, wow, the pressure is absolutely mounting and it seems that there's a number of factors at play there. It's not just one thing or the other. It's seemingly nonstop. So, all right. Well, keep up the good work. Good luck. And as you said, a very good message. People, if you are in a contract, if you are building your home, as hard as it is, please be patient and be kind to your builder because there is a lot going on in the background, as you said. Sharon Vella from Master Builders, thanks for your time on the talk show today.
Thank you. Have a great day.
That's Sharon Vella. She's Regional Manager at Master Builders Far North Queensland. The time is 24 after 10. You're with Gavin King on 4CA Talk Show. Give us a call, 1300 872 911.